This Halloween, ghoul all out with Instacart. Whether you're hunting for the perfect costume, eyeing that giant bag of candy, or casting spells with eerie decor, we've got it all in one place. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Service fees, other fees, and additional terms apply. Instacart, bringing the store to your door this Halloween.
Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Plus, you can rest assured Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com.
Are you looking for stories of business innovation and resilience? Right now, you can tune into the Wondery podcast, How I Built This, to catch bonus episodes sponsored by Klaviyo. These episodes explore the journeys of up-and-coming entrepreneurial phenoms like Fishwife, diving deep into some of the practical challenges businesses face. With the insight of some special guests, you won't want to miss this. So, are you ready to get inspired? Check out How I Built This, sponsored by Klaviyo, wherever you get your podcasts. And make every moment count with Klaviyo. Learn more at klaviyo.com/BFCM.
Find Todd and Tyler on Facebook,
Twitter X,
and Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We were looking at a map of the ass earlier in the show. I don't know if you caught my fun fact map.
I'm the map.
About the most common surnames in every state.
I did see this. Yeah. And you know what? I assumed there'd be more. But I
one, two, three, four. There's six.
Only, there's only six.
Six.
Right.
Smith, just Johnson, Adams.
Not Adams.
No?
No Adams.
No.
The U.S. is almost entirely made up of immigrants and their descendants.
What?
So the popularity and dominance of particular family names.
We don't want them.
Shine a light on the immigratory patterns that have shaped the country and its regions. I learned recently from a TV commercial that apparently a path to citizenship is bad. We don't want anybody to have a path to citizenship.
Not brown people.
Because that would mean brown people. And
right.
That would mean more common
it's like
names.
It's like they're racist or something. Okay, go ahead.
It would also mean them paying Social Security, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They would contribute. But let's see. In California and Texas, Garcia is the most popular surname.
Yeah.
Figures.
The only one-offs were New Mexico.
Hawaii.
New Mexico.
And Louisiana.
Martinez.
Martinez in New Mexico, okay.
Hawaii, it is Lee.
Lee.
And in Louisiana, it is Williams.
Yeah.
In North Dakota, South Dakota.
Williams,
Nebraska,
yeah.
Minnesota, and Wisconsin, it is Johnson.
You know,
any state that I didn't mention. Any state that I didn't mention is a Smith, the most popular surname, including Alaska.
Why are there more Johnsons in Nebraska?
Well, apparently there's quite a few of them.
Iowa is Smith, and Kansas is Smith too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We're
and
surrounded.
Nebraska is
Johnson.
Is Johnson.
Because
how many Johnsons do you know?
Scandinavian.
I think you're gonna ask everybody
That's a Scandinavian name, and that's
Johnson?
Predominantly the northern part of the United States. And all of the Wisconsin.
Smith
Minnesota,
is British, right?
North Dakota, they all touch Canada.
But Smith is all the East Coast the whole way to Iowa, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
40 states. It's the top
Smith.
Name. Tracing back to ancient Anglo-Saxon and medieval English periods.
And I
Smith
think,
is right, yeah.
You know, across Nebraska, especially South Dakota, North Dakota.
A lot of Johnsons.
Plenty of Scandinavians, lots of Norwegians and Swedes.
Yeah, Push is Scandinavian. His name's not Johnson.
Yeah.
Push Johnson would be a great name, though.
Mm-hmm. Be kind of contradictory, wouldn't it?
It does, yeah.
or much like what you have going on below the belt.
It would be complimentary.
Put that on the tee for you, didn't I?
Bush Johnson.
You did. Yes, you did. You kind of are Bush Johnson. What are we talking about?
You are. Right.
And he would do a lot of point. What's your name? Puss Johnson. Yeah, he would point.
Why do they call you that? Like, pants off. Check it out.
Let me show you.
I'll show you the map of my vagina. Right.
And then, was it last week we got the email from the guy whose woman snagged him with OnlyFans?
All kinds of hot chicks on his phone. Right?
Yeah, it was all on his Twitter feed.
And she might be leaving him, right?
Well, sounds like it might be getting worked out.
So he's catching us up here. Let's see. Catching up on the podcast, right up to where you talked about this. Oh, there was someone that everyone, she and he were familiar with that was in there, and that's why she got upset, because she knew this OnlyFans person.
I think that kind of pushed it over the top, I imagine. Right.
She's related to my brother's girlfriend, so she is at some family gatherings once in a blue moon. I won't say who she is, but she's well-endowed. I do have sports and news on my
Twitter.
We
could add to her fan page, man.
But the majority was OnlyFans chicks. She did not end up leaving. We're working on it. My wife's beautiful and sexy, but the kids were rough on her body. She thinks she's ugly. I don't.
He just said the kids were
rough on
her. It's
kind of like y'all said, it's just porn to me. And she showed up, and I hit fallow. I don't know what that means.
Over follow. Here,
oh, follow. Yeah. I'm thinking farming. Follow over a year ago. I didn't go back looking at what she said, so it wasn't a constant for me. Twitter was basically just porn to me, and that was it. I never reacted to or interacted.
His wife's body was wrecked. He didn't say that in email, by the way.
With any of them, because I looked at it kind of like it was just Pornhub.
That's probably something that she said to him.
Oh, I know that.
You know.
Yeah. I realize that, but just the way him saying it in email is kind of funny. Yeah.
And he didn't say she was wrecked. You said that. He said the kids were rough on her body. Having the children was rough on her body.
What? The same thing, man.
I don't think you want to put the word wrecked in there just, you know, willy-nilly.
Okay. The kids did a number on her body is pretty brutal, too, you know. said that.
We do love each other.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
All right. This is something I hope she can get past. The reason for keeping Facebook. Oh, he keeps fed. That's his other social media. Mm-hmm. I sell for a living. Use Marketplace on the daily. She found it all because I wasn't trying to hide anything, and I handed her my phone. I didn't think there was anything for her to find. I was literally just looking, but it did hurt her deeply. Don't say my name. Love you guys.
He wasn't cheating, but she was mad, and hopefully they're getting past it. He's not cheating.
I don't think she accused him of cheating, but she was just hurt. It just
made her uncomfortable. Yeah, so you have to validate those feelings. Yeah.
Jeremiah Johnson checking in. He got emails all the time. He's Jeremiah Johnson checking in. Right? That's a good name there. That's a mountain man name. I'm Jeremiah Johnson.
I am surprised.
Sounds like he makes jerky.
I don't know any Johnsons.
I'm surprised it's that few names, you know, across the country.
I was too puss. I thought, I thought Jones might be in there. And it's not.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably come up with at least a half a dozen other really common last names.
I'm sure it's Smith, and then Jones is right behind it. You know,
Williams is the one I didn't think of.
Yeah. Well, but that is also only Louisiana.
Yeah.
And Louisiana's got is a French descent. So is Williams French? I think that's British too.
I think it is too.
Yeah. It's not French for sure.
Well, there's plenty of French down there, but it's not the most popular surname.
True.
Yeah, no, originated in medieval England, Wales, France, and Italy.
Okay. All right.
Just meaning son of Williams. Yeah.
But I think a lot of the people from, you know, southern Louisiana relocated from Maine, because there's an Acadia in Maine. And
Nick's got a real common name.
It's like Allen is number 33 on the list of the most common surnames in the United States.
All in general. So is your whole list?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me the top 33, right outside the top 25, just like the Huskers, Nick.
Others receiving votes. Yeah.
Nick is always right outside the top 25. That's typical, Nick.
You know, that week that Nebraska got one vote, there should be others.
That was a local homer vote.
Others receiving vote.
Yeah. That was a suck-up homer vote after they got beat even. They got beat 56-7. They were still hadn't got a vote. Give me a break.
I had to look it up, but Jeremiah Johnson is the name of a Robert Redford film.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
According to the list I'm looking at here, Jones does actually come. Brown and Jones are in the top five, mm-hmm. but they're not, you know, they don't lead in any state.
So what's just in general the United States? Is that the list you got in front of you, Nick?
Top 10, Smith, Johnson, Williams, Brown, Jones, Garcia, Miller, Davis, Rodriguez, and Martinez.
Forgot about Miller. Okay. So none of our names are there.
Nope.
Allen's 33. You're probably the highest of all of our names, right, Nick?
I doubt Brandt's even on.
It might make
Puss has a common name.
I'm the highest ranking one here.
Well, it's Anderson. We can say that. You know, I got two last names. Where's Tyler at?
Oh, I was looking for Utah.
Yeah, Utah. I got three last names then. And my other one.
I think Brandt would only move the needle in probably North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
And I've not seen you.
And also
in the top
consider
100.
We're talking about.
I'm not in the top 100. I guarantee you.
No,
my real name. Nope.
The number and when Smith, when you say it's the most common last name, it's according to this list about 2.4 million people. That's the most common. So we're not even really talking about that many people.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's right. Less than 1%.
Right. Yeah. By the time you get out of the top 10, top 11, you're under a million people. So it's, they're really, it's not that many, but it is the most of any of them.
Is there a list of first names?
Probably.
Like the number one first name. In the United States.
Well, that all comes out in baby names, and they're not.
No, let's just go. No, existing first names. That's right. People die. So it might be tough to
keep
that out.
Right. Hard to keep
track
of that.
Social Security says over the last 100 years, the most common first names, James, Michael, Robert, John, David, William.
Yeah, it's what you would expect.
James,
that's
Michael.
That's just males. I don't know how to get the females.
How about this one?
Like my dad. Hey yo.
According to this one, the female name is
Angie, and where's Judy?
Not in the top 25 here. Mary, Patricia, Linda, Barbara, Elizabeth, Jennifer, Maria, Susan, Margaret, Dorothy. That's your top 10.
Dorothy. I haven't seen.
That's over the last 100 years.
No, it must have been a lot of young. Mm. It must have been a lot of Dorothys back in the day, right after Wizard of Oz. They might have went away after that. You know.
Karen, number 13. I'm guessing that's falling off.
That's going to fall.
That one's going to get out of the list pretty quick.
Yep, you're going to be, that name's going to be gone, man.
Nobody wants to actually be Karen.
No.
And if you name your kid that now, you're just mean.
I know.
If you have a girl and you name her Karen, knowing the context, that's a dick move, man.
Yeah and you're not going to look at somebody and say, your baby looks like a Karen.
No. Unless you cut her hair that way, you know.
Such a bad, it's a hard thing to saddle a kid with. A
little Karen wedge cut.
A toddler demanding to talk to the manager.
All right, Yankees lost. That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Now, I read this great, I was just telling you guys during a break, the commercial came up when I was telling you live. It was, NFL memes tweeted out.
Let me see if I thought you said a queet.
Yeah. I thought he said great.
Great, okay.
It's a combination between a queef and a tweet.
this revolves around bandwagon fans, like teams all across the country that are all good. We know a couple of those, don't we, Puss?
Yeah.
Okay. Yankees lose World Series. Lakers drop two in a row. Niners beat Dallas. Terrible week for Cowboy fans. I know Cowboy fans that their teams are Yankees, Lakers, and Cowboys.
Yeah. Ugh.
And they're called phonies. All right.
Front runners.
Yep.
All of them.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.